It's a joy to even have the opportunity to write this. After all the madness back home, I was wondering if I'd ever get the chance to find a home in logic again. And yet, here I am, on Chimera itself, research assistant to the most important project in sane human history. The ecological diversity of this planet is already fairly impressive, but we haven't come here to look at the various beetles, cranes, and trees. No. We've come here for an altogether different creature, the savant. They abide by no traditional taxonomy, appearing in our sequences to be a product of hyper-advanced genetic manipulation, centuries ahead of what we might be capable of. But, and this is very important, but they demonstrate many of the same genetic markers as you or me. There's more similarity in our DNA and the genetic code found in these large silicate insects than there is between man and his fellow Earth-born primates. And they do not die. Just let that sink in. A creature utterly like humanity, if not in a physical form, but in genetic, that simply cannot die. No matter what stimulus the subject is exposed to, even indirect explosions from conventional weaponry, they never die. At worst, they enter a catatonic state wherein they attempt to burrow into the floor of the experimentation room and, inevitably failing to do so, curl into a sheer ball of silicate despair. As long as the savants are given proper nutrition, the telomeres in their rather rigid cells do not shorten, not even slightly. Granted, we have not had one on hand long enough to confirm the models with reality, but given the apparent age of all available subjects, the youngest of which being 93, it is safe to say that these creatures are more venerable than any of the sapient life thus far encountered in our time-traveling void. I know I'm gonna look like Icarus flying too close to the sun by saying this, but the establishment of this research facility might be the final thing to put human mortality in the bag, provide us with a much more stable solution than the plague which was inflicted on our ancestors. Of course, given that the sheer strategic import of the question, we've been authorized to use means, any means possible, to extract data from this site, as rapidly as possible. Our patrons are, reasonably so, concerned with the plight of human death, and it would not behoove us to make our stockholders wait. But, regardless of the financial incentives behind it all, I must confess that my very blood is boiling at the prospect. It's as though I've got a coffee dispenser strapped directly into my veins like an IV strip. Not only could I be set for life, but that life could be very long, and I would be famous. Everything I've ever known, I've desired in life, handed to me on a silver platter. Handed to us all. But I've been on the vagaries a bit too long. Now we get to the specifics, and the details are just as encouraging. I have been assigned jurisdiction over test subject 798, a female savant of the fairly young age of 213 standard years. Compared to the other samples available, I must admit it's a bit of a letdown. The fellows over in Sector 14B have one estimated age 793 on their hands. But given my relative inexperience with all of this, as this is, well, only my third mission as a subdirector, I must admit there's a lot of pride welling up in my stomach. If things go according to plan, and they should, there'll be some grand monument erected at the Capitol that'll have my name carved into it. And that'll be a monument that I myself will be able to visit on the regular, checking the inscription and wondering whether or not the inscription will fade before I die. Test subject 798. I can't wait to begin.